Ladies and gentlemen, baseball is upon us. I've recently moved apartments. Big Mean Carl, that's my cat, in case you don't know that. Big Mean Carl, the big orange cat, is likely going to act a fool as I try to record this. You know the format. If it's just me doing the episode, it's about 10 to 15 minutes. I try to keep it brief. At this point, the ones by myself are just like weird open mics, like solitary open mics. Just me, like, in my apartment by myself, spitting words into the ether for about 10 to 15. That's kind of become the outlook on it now. And that's a good thing. And I say that as a good thing because, like I said, baseball's starting soon. Carl's about to act a fool. I see him about to start scratching. He's right next to me. He's like, what the hell is going on? You haven't done an episode since January. You lazy fuck. I know what the cat says. I know exactly what this orange beast is saying right now. He's looking at me, judgmental. I'm allowed to enjoy my apartment, Carl. You good boy. It's Friday as I record this. I think this will get uploaded late Friday, but I'm not going to have time to edit it before I leave. I'm doing a show at Fourth Wall tonight. I had a great show at the Ice House last night. Thank you very much to the Oil Rig. That's the show I was doing. And Asher and Sakaya for having me. Larry White, my buddy, also one of the producers of that show. Shout out to him. He's getting married. Big dog. Fuck yeah. Any other comics listening to this, they're like, oh, I fucking probably know those guys. Yeah, man, it was a good time. And then this upcoming Friday, the 13th, March 13th, I am back at the Ice House with Laugh Bombs. Fucking love doing those shows. They're always a great time. And I really look forward to those every month because it's a great club and it's a great show. That show's actually, it's sold out. The last couple times, at least maybe two or three times, maybe I'm wrong, but man, I really look forward to those, and those are always a great time. I'll throw out the offer. Anybody who wants to come to these shows at the Ice House, because you know I push these shows as much as possible because they are my favorite to do, and the club is absolutely fucking beautiful. The crowds are amazing. It's a whole different beast in that club, and it's my favorite place I've been so far. And, you know, especially those Laugh Bomb shows, you know, I've done so many of those, and that's been such a massive part in me getting to be at the Ice House every month. So I'm, you know, it's a great time. And I guess what I'm trying to get to, if you want to come to any of these shows, a show where I am at the Ice House. Hold on, I thought I heard the door. Give me a second. God damn it, I'm getting a fucking phone call. Oh, fuck. I gotta make that phone call later. We're still rolling. Let me make sure no one's busting in the door because I'm like right next to it. Okay, we're good. I can make that phone call. I will make that phone call back shortly. We gotta finish this. We gotta get it out. How much is this gonna talk about baseball? At least a little bit, because that's the description of the podcast. Baseball will be mentioned. People think this is just a baseball podcast, and it's become less and less of a baseball podcast. So if anybody's a professional at properly branding a podcast, please let me know. I need to do certain things. But, you know, if you've listened to this for any amount of time, the battle is consistency. That is the constant fight. Can I do this show consistently? And Carl's scratching something. He's making a fool. He's making a fool out of me, you big fat orange monster. What the hell was I even talking about? If you've listened to this thing for any amount of time, you know that it's a constant pursuit of me to get on a fucking schedule to do this show consistently. And I really enjoy it. And I've always known this show will never die. I refuse. I've said that a million times. You could cut all that shit together and it'd be a great montage. But the thing is, you know, it's taken me over, I think it's been over 2 years this podcast has existed, and we're about to be at 100 episodes. We're at 98, and that's where we're at. And so if I can consistently, especially during this baseball season, like, that's my goal. Like, especially because there's going to be a lockout in the off season. The owners and the Players Association are going to be fighting, and that's going to suck. So I got to enjoy this baseball season. I'm watching the World Baseball Classic right now, and it's fucking awesome. I was on the train. Brazil and the United States are playing, and I watched a 17-year-old kid from Brazil throwing 98 miles an hour, and he was going pitching against Aaron Judge. Aaron fucking Judge. He was pitching against Aaron Judge at 17 years old. Bases loaded, one out, second inning. Brazil's down by one run, and a 17-year-old on the mound. One of the announcers said, you know, take yourself at 17 years old and put them in this situation. You can't even fathom that at 17 years old. I wish I could throw 98 miles an hour at any time in my life, and I can't. That kid's 17 years old, and he got Aaron Judge to ground out into a double play, got out of the inning, came out for the next inning. He threw a wild pitch, a run scored, but oh my God. Who cares? Dude, you're 17 years old. You're going against the best of Major League Baseball. The best. That is absolutely crazy. My point is, baseball is fucking back. And yeah, baseball, this fat cat is literally eating at my feet. He is crunching. Like, he has a certain crunch to him when he walks up to the bowl that is just insane. I mean, like, people have told me before, they're like, yeah, you actually have Garfield. It's like, yeah, that's kind of what it is. Like, he's irritable and fat and orange, but it's, dude, he's so loud. I don't think the mic can pick it up, but I really want it to. You fucking monster. I told you, it's a new place. We moved apartments, and that's finally all done. We still have to unpack a lot. Carl hated me for a little bit when we first moved, but he's gotten over it. He was mad that I had to snatch him up and shove him in his little carrier so that we could move here. And then he held a grudge, fucker. Unbelievable. Fucking held a grudge. I'm like, dude, I told you we were moving. Like, you knew this was happening. There's like a little yipper dog barking down the hall. I mean, it's a new place. I fucking love it. I'm very happy. And, you know, I'm not complaining, but I'm just telling you what's going on, man. We're getting back in the fucking saddle, recording a podcast for the first time in damn near 2 months. Inexcusable. Made a whole Instagram post, and I don't know when, yeah, January or something. I was like, Adam stopped fucking around. And then I continued to fuck around, which resulted in episode 98 coming this much later. Fucking insane. I don't know what else to tell you, dude. You probably saw what I think I'm gonna name this one is Birds Gotta Eat or something like that. Birds Gotta Eat. And I'll tell you why. Because the St. Louis Cardinals, you know, very much in a rebuilding mode. If you're not a big baseball person, rebuilding means that your current major league roster sucks. But you have guys who are young and in the minor leagues who you're really excited about. And maybe you have some young players on the major league roster that you're excited and you want to see if they can do well or not. That's exciting. You know, I enjoy that part too. But as a Cardinals fan, this is new. And something else that is new from the St. Louis Cardinals, my beloved team. If you sit in a specific section, or a couple sections, I think it's more than one section, it's called Big Mac Land in Busch Stadium. It's in left field, in the 200 level, I think. You know, fact check me, haters, go ahead. Go to the Bullpen Podcast on Instagram, talk some shit if you want. And while you're there, look at my Instagram for comedy dates. Anyway, if you sit in Big Mac Land at Busch Stadium, you have the opportunity to get a concessions pass of some kind. You pay $29. You pay $29 and you can eat like the fattest fuck you want to be. And that's awesome. I mean, that's great. And the Cardinals are very much in a position where they need to do that. But the thing is, I would never do it because I don't like to sit in the outfield. If it's up to me, I do not want to sit in the outfield. I want to be behind home plate somewhere, and I want a good view of this game, and I want to fucking enjoy myself. If it's up to me, that's what's happening. I sat in Big Mac Land for one game of my life. It was fine. I enjoyed it. I had never done it before, and it was fine. But the thing is, you sit in the outfield, you can't see the fucking game. You can't see anything at all. Like, you can see some stuff. Like, you can see the left fielder's ass really good. And then if he runs back, you know, if someone hits a home run to you or near you, that's awesome. And you get to enjoy that for, like, you know, 23 seconds of the build-up, the climax, and then the, you know, oh my God, that was so cool. And then you sit back down and you're like, I can't fucking see. But it's a cool thing they're doing. It's a, you can get, am I selling it? You can get, included, you pay, you know, unlimited $29 concessions in Big Mac Land for 2026, including hot dogs, chicken tenders, bratwurst, nachos, french fries, popcorn, peanuts, kettle chips, ice cream cups, that's a big one, and Coca-Cola fountain products. So, you know, I said fat fuck. You know, what else are you doing going to a baseball game? You're not eating a salad. You know, you're going to go be a fat fuck, and you're going to enjoy yourself outside. That's what you do, and that's what baseball is, goddammit, and that's a good thing. So when I say fat fuck, I mean that in a positive way, because that's just, you know, you enjoy the game. Enjoy being an American, goddammit. The World Baseball Classic is going on right now. What's the... I'm checking the score. It was 3-1. Now it's 7-1. So, you know, USA, I guess. I don't know what happened, but, you know, we should beat Brazil. It's the American way. I mean, our baseball team is just way better. That's just what it is. I completely lost the point of in all momentum entirely when I got up to check the score. But winning 7-1 versus Brazil, it's looking good. We lost to Japan in the World Baseball Classic last year. That sucked. But, you know, if I'd like to take some pride in my country, I'd like to take some pride with my favorite sport in the world, you know, with my country. So I'm excited, dude. It's like you're watching, you know, high-stakes baseball before the major league season even starts. That's very exciting. I really enjoyed watching it a few years ago, even though the United States lost. I mean, it was, you know, down to the wire. You saw Shohei versus Mike Trout, and it was awesome. It's a great time. But yeah, you know, birds gotta eat. This is the podcast about that. The title's gonna be Birds Gotta Eat, and I talked about birds eating, for a hot 43 seconds. But, you know, it's a pretty good deal. I mean, the Cardinals are in a position, they gotta do that, and it's fine. It's totally fine, and, you know, it's better than to not do it. But I will never benefit because I don't want to sit in the outfield. I'm sorry. But again, go celebrate our country and go spend $29 sitting in the outfield and just eat. Just tear it up. I mean, I get stuff just because I was bored. I'm sorry. I mean, you're feeding everybody. Oh my God, that's a play. You get one ticket in that section and then all your homies go sit somewhere else. And then you can just be the food dealer. Someone's going to try that. That's going to happen. Give me some credit because the season hasn't started yet, so I'm taking some credit. I think this is all I wanted to say. I appreciate you listening, if you're still listening this far. Carl's still acting a fool. He's very distracting. He stopped eating, but now he's scratching on his little fucking cat tower, testing it with his weight. What else is new, dude? Again, thank you for listening. I gotta keep doing these. I gotta just do it every day. That's been my desire for a long time, and I'd like to hold on to that. I'd like to keep doing these every day. You know, it doesn't take, you know, I'm at like 15 minutes recording, and I could have stopped at 10. 10 would have fulfilled my requirement, but I was having fun. And, you know, it's the hardest things just starting. So, you know, I hope to keep the routine, and I hope to keep you listening. I had a lot of fun with this one. I fucking enjoyed myself, so I hope you did too. And, you know, I'm going to end with something. This is a little bit somber, but I want your takeaway to it to be positive as possible. And I hope I can enlist that feeling with what I'm about to talk about really quick. A comedian who is very deep in the community that, you know, of people that I've done a lot of shows with. I've only, you know, my first show was March 1st last year, and you know, I've done, it's not, that doesn't make a difference. I've been doing shows for a little bit over a year, is my point. I'm still very new in comedy, but you know, I've been a part of an amazing community that has been extremely nice and welcoming, and I've very rarely met somebody who is not fun to talk to. And this community lost somebody very, 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 very dear to everybody's heart. And his name's Ben Cuddy, and he unfortunately passed away very recently. And, you know, I loved watching Ben Cuddy perform comedy. There is nobody on this planet that can match what he can do on the stage. And I could never properly describe what it's like to watch Ben Cuddy live, because it was always just such a fucking pleasure, and I always enjoyed it, and I was always just fucking astounded by how incredible he was on stage. And he recently passed away, and you know, there's a lot of people I know who are very close to him, and I always enjoyed watching him on stage, and every time I talk to him, he's an incredible fucking person, an amazing person to talk to. And you know, I could say endless positive things about him. And you know, it's one of those things, you know, I thought about it all day, and you know, I found out last night, and you know, thought about it all day, and it's like, you know, I've said on this show, you know, more than once, you know, there's always something to be thankful for. And, you know, that is the case all the time. I always believe that. And, you know, there's always something to be thankful for. And, you know, I'll say that forever. And even despite how fucking sad and horrible the news is, and, you know, how devastated everybody is, you know, it reminds you how fucking, you know, special. I say fuck too much in this podcast, I'm sorry. It reminds you how special life is. I don't know if that's even how I want to describe this right now. Please forgive me. But you know, it, even though I've been incredibly somber about this all day, I can't help but think about how thankful I am, you know, not just for stand-up comedy and what that's done for my life, and but more importantly, all the people that I've met through stand-up comedy and what they have done for my life. And I think about that, and I think about what Ben Cuddy did for me when he didn't even know. I don't even think he understood how much I enjoyed watching him perform, and how much I respected him as a great person, who is just an absolute fucking dog on stage. Incredible to watch. I was watching a bunch of his clips today, and I was just, you just watch his stuff, and you're like, this dude's great. This dude is fucking incredible, and he deserves the world. Absolutely deserves the world. So I there's no perfect way to address it, but I, again, if you're still listening, I appreciate this, and you know, I hope you take away a positive for it, and I hope that you go watch some of Ben Cuddy's comedy. Find him on Instagram, find him anywhere, but please go watch his comedy and appreciate how fucking great he is and how great he fucking was. And everyone knows it. I mean, it's undeniable talent, and he is going to be extremely missed. And you know, there's a positive in everything, but it's not something that's just the, you know, you move on and you whatever. It's like, you know, it's hard to describe, but you know, I think I've exhausted my point. You know, always something to be thankful for, man. Thank you very much for listening. It's a fucking Friday. I hope you enjoy yourself. Excuse me, I burped at the end there. But thank you very much for listening to the Bullpen Podcast. We talked about baseball a little bit. We talked about food, and we talked about a 17-year-old pitching against Aaron fucking Judge. We had a good time. I appreciate it very much.
If you're betting March Madness, you should be doing it at MyBookie. This is the best betting stretch of the year. Upsets, buzzer beaters, and if you're going to take your shot, you might as well take it where the payouts hit harder. Only at MyBookie, you've got the money bag. Money bag gives you boosted odds and juiced payouts on select games. Same picks, bigger potential returns. When you're staring at that Sweet 16 matchup or loading up a Final Four play, MyBookie can turn a good hit into a great one. This isn't the week to sit back and wait. Lines are moving, futures are tightening. The edge is right now. Head to mybookie.ag, use code NBASZN, and get your first bet covered up to $500. If it misses, just activate your bet back bonus token and run it back. March only comes once. Bet it smart, bet it big. Only at MyBookie.